For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton. Several groups are traveling through central Kentucky this weekend. We're going to give you a preview of what they have to offer. From Rich Copley, he's an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. Rich, very rarely do we get a chance to talk about something that's going on in Renfro Valley, but Vicki Lawrence, who was a star on the old Carol Burnett show, she is performing there this weekend.
She is, but this is a bit of a different show. It is Vicki Lawrence, who, as you said, was an original cast member on the Carol Burnett show. And on that show, she created a character called Mama, who, you know, she's been doing ever since, and she'll be doing at Renfro Valley when she stops off there. One of the things I thought was really interesting is I, you know, like pretty much everyone else, just watched Mama and laughed for years and never really looked into the genesis of the character or where it came from. I always assumed that there must have been some Southern background to Vicki Lawrence to create this character because Mama is such a Southern icon. But, you know, she told me that Southern California is about as Southern as she gets. And, you know, that this was really a product of some writers on the show who created this character, and they didn't even intend for her to be Southern, that was really Carol Burnett's idea. You know, so this character has worked well enough for Vicki Lawrence that she's taking her out on tour and doing a show that is one half kind of Vicki Lawrence autobiography and one half Mama and her take on the 21st century.
And another group going around the area, they're called the Midtown Men. They're performing at the Lexington Opera House as part of their Broadway Live series. What makes them interesting is they used to be the Jersey Boys.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're in betting season, right? You know, Keeneland and
right.
Derby and,
yeah, yeah.
and all that stuff. And the Midtown Men is going to be a bit of an unfamiliar title to a lot of people. But I would say, all things considered, it looks like a really good bet. You know, usually what Broadway Live brings in is established musicals. So this is a bit of a different show. It's more of a concert by a group. As you said, the group happens to be original cast members of the Jersey Boys, including Christian Hoff, who won a Tony Award for his role in the Jersey Boys. They decided they made great music together, and when the show ended for them, rather than go their separate ways, which is what, you know, most Broadway performers do when the time comes, they decided they wanted to stay together and do more 60s music. So that's what this show is.
And finally, a concert tonight at the Singletary Center. The Lexington Philharmonic is doing a Baroque concert.
Yes, they are doing a Baroque evening. And one of the interesting things about Baroque music is that it is usually done without a conductor. And they have two pieces that they are doing, the Bach Concerto for Two Violins and Vivaldi's Four Seasons with guest soloists. One will be very familiar to people here, Nathan Cole, who is a Lexington native, who is now the associate concertmaster at the Los Angeles Philharmonic, will be part of the Bach duo there. And then David Halen, who is the concertmaster for the St. Louis Symphony, and he'll be playing on the Bach and the Vivaldi. If you like Baroque music and you like violin, this concert sounds like a good bet.
Rich Copley, thanks for your help.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. You can find out more about what's going on this weekend by going to the WEKU website. Look for our events calendar. It's at weku.fm. Also, more information is available in today's edition of the Lexington Herald Leader. Just go to the Weekender section. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.